Gathered in God's presence, once again we are so thankful. For God acknowledges our own shortcomings and He invited us. And we respond to the call just to be with God, knowing that we are sinners, but we are forgiven. Knowing that we are heartbroken, God will give the spirit of joy. Acknowledging the presence of God, hearing His word, we are inspired. And receiving Christ in the Eucharist, we are transformed. What a great blessing when we see the goodness in each one of us, because we are God's reflection in His image and likeness. So not to pass judgment. Just learn to understand, be respectful, and be thankful. For our brothers and sisters sitting beside with us, who are with us in this community as we gather and worship God's name, we are truly indeed immersed in the power of God's love, where everyone desired to love from within, so that we can be free to love and forgive and bless each other. Knowing that we are human, bounded to fail, we all encounter difficulties in life. Maybe asking yourself, some of us will be joyfully celebrating what good news they have been receiving, or some of us still struggling for the many uncertainties they're not ready, or maybe they're facing up. In reality, it's hard. But what is the most important? Because of you, we have family to be called for. We have community because we are praising God's name, putting all ourselves, surrendering to His divine will. Have you ever felt abandoned, rejected, and cried out, for nobody is there to listen and be with you in this time of trouble? What you hear is passing judgment, no help, and left feeling empty. All is in pain, and no one there to give a helping hand. You are just by yourself. As we listen in today's reading, Jeremiah experienced the saddest moment in his life where no one on his side. And the good news, his faith gives him hope and a light to see. For the Lord is always on his side. He is not alone, for God is his protector, his comfort, and his everything, which allow him to sing and praise God. Even Jesus itself sat that night before he died. Human fear brought him down and prayed to the Father to take away the pain. And at the end, he let God's will be done. This attitude of self-sacrifice saved the lives of many, for being obedient to God and saving grace for humanity. God-fearing means obedience, trustworthy, and faithfulness. No matter what people think, for we are valuable being and not to compromise what people will say. It is about total surrender into what is divine will, which makes our inner conscience free to live in love, to bless each other and understand the difference. All we need to do is have hope in God, for we are loved. Fear not, for God sent an angel to wipe our tears. Believe and do not doubt, for Jesus listens to our pain so we can smile though our heart is aching. The celebration in life will continue, for in between ups and downs, God is with us, our protector, guidance, healer, and Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. From this moment, God knows our deepest inmost. We all do have such lonely and sad experience, and the only challenge is how our mindset can think the positive way. We are blessed because God counts on us that even hairs of our head are all counted. It means that He truly cared and loved us faithfully. He knows us personally, and there are no boundaries, no limit, but openness, and for what is God's will is life fulfilled, satisfied, and full of thanksgiving. In other words, we are more valuable than any sorts of our doing or our thinking, because we are God's image and likeness. His unconditional love is our true freedom in making things right, and allowing the living grace be our source of inspiration. We've learned to listen so we may understand, to give and be blessed, to be joyful and be at peace. This is what Short Christian is all about, doers and act of what we are hearing and what we are celebrating. For we all know what you have, what I have, what everything have is God's blessing. For others, to be thankful and grateful, and to let God know that He is with us, that He's always working mystery in the life of the faithful. Start listening from the heart. Change from within and let God's love flow into our sorts of our doing, our being, so we can be whole again into our day-to-day lives. To listen is life-giving, which opens the door to welcome and celebrate the life of others. We all tried our best, no matter what, to fight the good fight, so as to surrender and remember that God is with us and promise that He will be with us till the end of time. We won the battle, no matter what hardness life it will be. We have family and friends. Always see to it that we are not alone. Thanks be to God for the gift of caring and satisfying that we are God's children in hope. And precious time in God begins within you. For in God all is possible, and making His way for us to celebrate, dream big. Living in Christ is a gift to give. Will you be hopeful, believe, and to trust in the process of God's ways? Will you be a gift for others? Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father, through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We turn to you, O Father, with gratefulness in our heart, with humble spirit, as we offer to you what is our heart's desires and prayer for others. Lord, in your steadfast love, answer us.
For the church, and for all who witness to Christ in the face of rejection, ridicule,